My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Damn, Skippy, that yeah, we start we now on what is a funky football.
Oh, it's Friday funky today. That's
woo!
Right.
In fact, I don't know. Like, I might be putting Phil.
Yeah, they
on the
do
spot.
Record it as a.
Yeah.
I thought they changed that.
Okay.
Oh wait,
are we still
appreciate you, Sean? Oh. And Seth. Are we? Nope. Okay. Excellent. I was like, look, man, if we want to go ahead and clean that up, we absolutely can. I want to make sure that we're all good there. But there's the funk. There's the funk that came in. So it was a fact-filled, funky football Friday.
Yeah.
Is what we're doing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. Sean, you didn't hear it. Okay. So Seth was like, they did change it. He was confirming that he saw that they did change that.
They did change the kneel down.
So you're good. Oh, okay. You're good there.
Good. Okay. Well, I stand corrected. On with the show.
Thank you. We like to finish what we start here on Sports Radio 610. And what we're starting is the NFL football season.
Yeah,
baby.
Man. Yeah. Let's start with what Sean asked us. Because literally I walked in before the show. I saw you. I said, what's up, man? And then immediately, not long after that, I said, this is what stood out, man. And it's amazing. For what season is this? 22, 23? Something like that? 23
seasons. Oh, for the Texans?
For 23 years, 22 years, 23 years. Every time I would watch a big-time Chiefs versus Ravens type game on the screen, on Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, whatever, there was a thought in my mind like, these guys are in another league. These guys are in another league than the Texans. Like, the Texans cannot do this. The Texans cannot be on this field at this level with these types of teams. Last night, I'm like, Texans are right there with them,
buddy. And that was a banger of a game.
And it was a hell of a game.
I went out of the way and immediately early on after the first, touchdown for either team and was like, this game is drugs.
Yeah.
I might have been a little premature. It might have just been like excited to be back in the football swing of things.
Yeah.
But, man, it delivered, man. I had a friend text me that, oh, if this is what the NFL is bringing in week one, it's going to be a great season. I was like, calm down. Vikings-Giants is not going to deliver like that. Yeah. However, right, like this was such a fun game to watch over the course of it. And we want you to get involved, right? Obviously, we always got the YouTube, Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, 610 Houston on Twitch. Odyssey app, always mm-hmm. there for you as a companion. Then get involved. Text in 713-572-4610. What were your takeaways from the opener, the Ravens visiting the Chiefs in Kansas City? Because you mentioned that your takeaway was that Texans are good as these teams.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times, hundreds of times, I would watch great teams play, and I would be like, they're in another class.
Yeah.
That's another class of football than what the Texans play. They're not anymore. That was my big thing. Now the game itself we're getting into, and it was there's a lot to cover on that, especially as an opener. It was a terrific opener, but the Texans, they're not in another class than the Texans.
That's interesting perspective. I still want to see the Texans in week one before I am fully there, but I think that, like, I understand where you're at, and I think that it's a fair statement to make.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not entirely in on if I believe that to be 100% true, because I think I have some concerns, and I think they jumped up from this game, right? And I mentioned it, right? I was kind of making a joke in the idea that, hey, man, the most exciting part of a football game, offensive line play. But I thought that that was one of the takeaways for me in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, the Ravens O-line, and I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the idea that they've had some shifts.
Yeah.
They had some guys kind of move around in their starting offensive line, and boy, was that evident. They couldn't block up anything. And so Lamar Jackson was out there fighting for his life. And I was like, okay. And of course, passing, you know, when it comes to like pass blocking, I don't think that that's necessarily the Texans' issue. But hey, man, the Derrick Henry thing, the things that we talked about on, he might be a little bit, you know, a slower afoot, but it was very evident that there was not a lot being blocked up for him. And I was like, this is what it could possibly look like at times. Although I think we all have faith in Joe Mixon, his abilities to do things. I was like, oh, okay, this is what ends up being an issue if your offensive line isn't where you want it to be.
Yeah.
And that could be a potential downfall. I'm not saying that it will be, but that could be something that could be harmful for the Texans in some way.
No, I hear you. And as much as I say, you know, that they're not in another class, those teams, than the Texans, the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. I think that became pretty evident last night with that defense. I don't really hold too much against Derrick Henry as far as like, oh, he's slowing down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chris Jones right in the middle of that will make you look bad.
That is a hell of a defense.
He's not the best defensive tackle in the league, right? Aaron Donald left and took his ball with him, and now it's all Chris Jones' role, right?
I don't think there's any question about that. And Mahomes can still do some magical things, you know. So they're the standard. I'm just saying the Texans are right there with them.
I like what you're doing here.
But the other part about this is they also have some flaws. Boy, Xavier Worthy. Whew.
God. Fast to football, huh?
Dog.
Fast, damn, fast on Buffalo that football Bills? Field. Yeah.
What was the Buffalo Bills doing, man?
What were they thinking?
God bless them.
What were they thinking?
just go ahead and give
that was stupid. I got to do John Witherspoon and Friday. That was stupid.
That's right. The rich get richer. Yeah. As that was another thing, man. Yeah. That Kansas City speed.
Whew.
Although I will say, right, two Xavier Worthy touchdowns within this, and I know everybody went to the speed. The thing I went to is, oh, okay. Andy Reid, experienced play caller. Yeah. Zach Orr, new defensive coordinator for the Ravens, first time play caller. Because there was the first one, right, on that end around, I guess, is what you call
rush.
It. Buddy, they had all five offensive linemen and a tight end out in front of him. Yeah. He's fast, but it's great if you have a caravan as well.
Yeah, no question about it. But and also, both teams last night, you'd have to look a little harder for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But they have flaws that can be exploited.
Sure.
You know, I thought they both did. I'm not sure. You know, we talked about Travis Kelce yesterday when we were talking about this game. I did anyway. They have another tight end that's going to be a something of a problem as well, the Chiefs. But I feel like they're thin at running back. You know, the Chiefs are. So you can maybe kind of try to make them one-dimensional. They're the best team in football. I mean, let's not parse that. But the thing with the Ravens, I don't know what it is about Lamar Jackson. Like, he's so good. He's so good.
Yes, he is. He's like, oh, the offensive line don't want to block? I will do it myself.
Freaking good.
I mean, that first possession when I also, hey, so illegal formation is going to be a thing, huh?
Okay, well, you'll hear about you'll hear about.
Hey, what was we talking about yesterday with pet peeves?
Yeah.
Brother.
That's the one I'm talking about.
The ref show.
Man.
Yes, the ref show came out. Yeah. And I understand this is a new emphasis that they have. You got to make sure that you are lined up in line. And if you are more than halfway behind that center, you are, you know, in the backfield.
Okay.
And Ronnie Stanley just couldn't get that right. But they had four penalties on that first possession, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Did not matter one bit on that first possession.
No, they just got it out didn't. Here
and, but my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Kept going. You're going to hear about the refs during confessions. Trust me.
Excellent.
On that. But no, as good as Lamar Jackson is, there's always three or four plays, and there were last night, where you're like, you got to make that play.
Agreed.
You have got to make that play. Not even that difficult on some of them. You know, whether it was the wide open guy in the end zone or
was that Zay Flowers across the middle?
Yeah, it was Zay Flowers. I was trying to remember who it was.
I thought Zay Flowers could have sat down, but you know,
maybe
now we're picking nits.
But it was ahead of him. Like it was way up and yeah. You know, ahead of him. So it's like so good, but there's always three or four plays. Chiefs have a couple little things that maybe you can get, you can exploit. But what a way to start football, because that was something special, man.
That was a very, very fun game. Yeah. Within the course of that, I was trying to think. Going back to like the play calling situation, mm-hmm. is like this is where Bobby Slowick. I think that he has an opportunity to really show out when it comes to this Texans team. Is there's ways that you can make the speed that exists on that field look even better when you have that right scheme and you have that right play call. And so I'm super excited for what it means, what it looks like for him with this Texans team. Is how do you now take an incredible talent like Joe Mixon? How do you, make that, elevate that, right, with the play call? So I'm super excited for that. But no, it was a super fun game to watch. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else that jumped out to you in the course of this?
On this game last night?
Yeah.
Really just that Xavier Worthy. I mean, I mentioned it. I mean, this is exactly this is the last thing you wanted to see the Chiefs get. Like this is, like Figgy said, that was stupid.
They about to have some fun with him. Goodness gracious, man.
Remember, and like this is the thing, is Andy Reid, when he gets speed, problem, right? Because obviously I hadn't really thought about the fact that Isaiah Pacheco, fast in his own right. Obviously you have Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, got some speed right up the alley.
Oh, he's playing, right?
Right, he is playing this season, pending more or a change in the legal matter. I know that Mike Florio talked about that on the broadcast last night on NBC. The idea being that, you know, there's probably not going to be anything till the end of the season anyway. So at that point, then discipline might come for him. So they're just going to have that dude out there all season long for the Chiefs. Remember, the Chiefs added Marquise Brown, previously of the Ravens, but last played with the Cardinals. That's another dude who has some speed that is going to add an element. This Chiefs team is going to be one to contend with. Plus, that defense still looks pretty damn solid.
Oh, I think it's still the strength, if that sounds like, I know that sounds crazy, but I think it still is, because it gives them more possessions. It gives Patrick Mahomes more chances to do what he does with all that speed. Rashee Rice, I mean, really, really good game last night. Like John McClain said, though, you're better off having a wreck, walking away, getting perhaps felony charges dropped on you, than placing a bet.
That's right.
Because placing a bet gets you suspended.
One of those actively messes with the money. What a cynical sport in life we live.
Yeah.
From the 713, why didn't Baltimore run Derrick Henry more? He set the tone on the first touchdown, then do play action. It's a no-brainer. That's an interesting question because, I mean, in that first drive, they ran him. They started him out with the football, and then they brought in Justice Hill, who came in and kind of did some things. I don't know. That's going to be an interesting thing to watch develop when they get him in there and how they utilize him, the Ravens, over the course of the season. Yeah, I know someone mentioned that he, to them, looked a little bit like Damian Pierce that we've seen of
Derrick Henry?
Yeah, Derrick Henry. With, you know, sometimes if the blocking wasn't quite.
Damn, was he
place,
that bad?
No,
I don't
he wasn't.
Think so. I don't think so.
No, he wasn't.
I think also the idea that, hey, man, Derrick Henry was the most sought after running back this offseason, and then they add him to this Ravens team that has that running capability. I think our expectations got high, and it didn't feel like it was quite that. What came to mind, as I mentioned, Justice Hill, him, Isaiah Likely. There was a lot of jukes in this game.
There was.
That was very fun. Isaiah Likely had one of those ones where you just leave a dude in your dust and walk it into the end zone. Justice Hill in open field sat somebody down. I remember. I absolutely love watching just the football of it when you get that one-on-one open field matchup and a dude makes a dude miss. That's always very, very fun.
And we didn't even mention, you reminded me with Likely. They could have easily tied this game. We thought they did tie this game.
By a toe.
I mean, it was like right
by
right
a toe.
There.
Like, I immediately went to, like, the Kevin Durant of it all. Like, hey, man, if you had a half size smaller shoe, we're talking about either overtime or, honestly, they were about to go for two.
Yeah, they was going for two.
Yeah.
Nah, they ain't tied the game yet, but they was trying to win the game.
Yeah. So there's that, too. So, yeah, man, I mean, terrific game, terrific finish to overturn that that last touchdown. It would have been a great finish with a going for two. But I walked away just thinking, I'm not going to say they don't scare me, but the Texans are in that class.
I'm guessing the Ravens less than the Chiefs for you then?
Yes. Yes. Much, or more so than the Chiefs. The Chiefs are clearly the team in this league, and I haven't even seen the other 30.
The other thing about the Chiefs, and even I put the Ravens in here too, they just look experienced, man.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like point. It wasn't like the sexiest game where they just throwing up 40 on you, but man, they look experienced, man.
It matters playing.
Like, when you play them, nah, you gonna have to play. You can't, it can't be no mistakes or anything like that.
Nope, not at all.
Man, some of y'all are being a little harsh on the Ravens. Ravens offense didn't look great, seemed like a college offense. Of course, the Lamar Jackson kind of hate in some ways, saying that he is.
Hey,
just
the Chiefs
a really
defense
good
is pretty good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't know
more
that
they're pretty good.
I don't know that there are going to be nearly as many teams in the course of a season that's going to force the Ravens to get that one dimensional in some ways either.
Yeah, that's why. And plus, their offensive line, first game, struggling and all that. That's why I don't really hold last night. I mean, the dude did score a touchdown against Derrick Henry, because I think Derrick Henry saw something last night that he's not going to see a lot of this year, and that's just a wall in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, still, very fun game. Came down to the wire. I don't know that you could ask for much more in a season kickoff game. And we go again tonight, gentlemen.
Yeah, we do.
With the game in Sao Paulo. I can't imagine it gets better than the game that we got last night, though, right?
I don't know,
Eagles,
man.
Eagles and Packers?
It's
hey, you never know, man.
Yeah, it's the NFL. We're going to go through all this, every game, later in the show. But, I'm looking forward to tonight. No question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're being dropped right into it, right? In, like, day after day after day of football, as Fig mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
A friend texted me this before we go here. Over under 1.5. On game stoppages in Sao Paulo.
Oh, that's a good.
You know what I mean?
I hadn't thought of that.
Somebody running on the field,
flares.
Just something happened. Flares.
They're big in
smoke.
They're big on flares in Brazil.
That type of stuff. Over under 1.5. Because I actually took the under. I think that the NFL is going to be very, very on top of trying to keep everything in line.
I don't know.
You taking the over there?
I might. There might be two stoppages. Some crazy run onto the field, then flares, shooting on the sideline and everything else.
Fig, where are you sitting on this?
I'm going to say under. I mean, will the flares get in like that at the stadium? Because I know they'd be kind of straight. I couldn't even get in with my doggone microphone with a credential.
It's a different country, man. I've been to some
games. That's a little scary,
I've been to some games where I'm like, how'd they get that in here?
We'll see. Man. We'll see tonight. Hopefully you have Peacock. Because that is going to be streaming exclusive. Like, NBC is really making sure that this streaming site that is there, right? Just like everybody had to figure that out in the postseason last year.
Yeah.
This is Peacock exclusive. So maybe you're just going to go about your Friday night if that's not what you're on. But yes.
Hey, it's a good app to have.
It is a good one. If you like wrestling, if you like soccer, or if you just like The Office, I think it's still
Law and Order.
Law and Order. Whole catalog there. You can feast for years off of Law and Order. But there you go. Season opener in the books. We are off and running, ladies and gentlemen, on this NFL season and in the loop for this funky football Friday. Coming up next, Stephon Diggs is hype to be here. And then also, let's start on some questions that could shape this NFL season. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.